listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. New South Wales police have been ordered to pay a former suspect in the William Tyrrell case around $1.5 million. Washing machine repairman William Bill Spedding has successfully sued them for damages and legal costs after he was cleared of historic child sex allegations. Three-year-old Tyrrell disappeared from the New South Wales mid-north coast back in 2014. Medibank has released a statement after hackers claim to have released all of the stolen customer data on the dark web this morning. The Russian group dumped a 6.5 gigabyte file saying case closed, but the health insurer says a lot of the info is incomplete and hard to understand, while urging those impacted to stay vigilant. The Prime Minister has delivered his end of sitting year speech in Parliament this morning. Anthony Albanese recalling when Scott Morrison was in the top job earlier this year.
What a year 2022 has been. May 21 is the key date in my life this year and a key date in changing the government of this country, which of course when that occurs, you do change the direction of the country.
Well, the Industrial Relations Bill is expected to pass today with multi-employer bargaining, hope to help increase wages. And the project has said goodbye to Carrie Bickmore overnight, clocking off after 13 years.
It's been the greatest job in the world. Thank you.
Argentina and Lionel Messi await the Socceroos in the round 16 at the FIFA World Cup this Sunday after we down Denmark 1-0 thanks to a goal from Matthew Lecky. It's just our second ever appearance at the knockout stage and captain Matt Ryan has told Seven it's a special day.
You know, I don't think it's going to quite sink in, you know, how monumental tonight was, but just super proud of the boys and everyone involved and it's nice to be an Australian.
And the Australian Golf Open gets underway in Melbourne today.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.